Hi, this is Jean Watson, and I'm so glad you could join me today on UCB Ireland. Has God ever asked you to do something that was completely out of your comfort zone? If so, how did you know it was the voice of God speaking to you? And did you obey what he told you to do? Or did you decide to stay in the safety of the boat, of what you know, rather than stepping out on the waters of faith? Well, recently the Lord asked me to take a step of faith into a new area of ministry. He's been telling me that one day I would do ministry in a new nation without knowing exactly where I was going or what I was to do when I got there. I heard the Lord's word on this so strongly that I actually purchased plane tickets to this nation and committed to going, all without knowing my destination. Others who prayed for me had confirmation that I had indeed heard from the Lord. One told me the Lord was asking me to go to this new land completely blind, which was a terrifying thought. In the past, I've always at least known where I'm going to minister. But I obeyed and waited. And just a few days ago, the path ahead became a bit clearer. I received an invitation to minister in a particular city. And I received a message from a pastor who said the Lord had spoken to him very strongly that his church was to help fund this trip with a sizable donation. My heart breathed a sigh of relief, knowing that, yes, I had heard God's word and that there is surely a marvelous God adventure waiting for me in this unexplored territory. Over the past month, the Lord has been reminding me over and over that the works of God are always accomplished by faith, not by sight. In fact, the opposite of faith is not fear, but rather sight. Walking by faith means that God is asking us to hear his word and obey without seeing how things will work out. Romans 10:17 says, "So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Walking by faith requires us to be spending time in God's word every day and listening for his voice. God will speak to you if you're listening. I can't explain how you know that you're hearing from God, except that when you know, you know. In my case, there was a growing urgency in my heart to do what God was asking, so much so that I had no peace until I obeyed. I can't emphasize enough that faith comes by hearing God's word. It's not something that comes from our emotions or imagination. As we read God's word and listen to the Holy Spirit, our hearts will become tuned to the heart of God, and we can understand his will for our lives more and more clearly. Everything in God's kingdom is created through his word. In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. He spoke, and it was so. Time and time again, men and women heard God's voice and obeyed, and marvelous things happened. Moses heard God at the burning bush, obeyed his voice, and returned to Egypt to free his people from slavery. Abram heard God tell him to leave Ur for a place he did not know, and as he obeyed by faith, the Lord made him a childless, elderly man, the father of many nations. Noah was told by God to build a giant boat long before he had ever seen rain. And on, time and again, God worked miracles through ordinary people who simply heard God's voice and did what he told them to do. So here I am, about to start a fresh faith journey of my own, and I can't wait to share the stories of what God does as I step out on his word. How about you? Close your eyes, take a deep breath, and ask the Lord if there's anything he's asking you to do in faith. Spend time in his word every day. Spend time in the Lord's presence. Sometimes we fill our schedule so full of activity that there's no time or space left to simply be with God and listen. Don't be afraid to say to the Lord, as Samuel did, "Speak, Lord, I am listening." And like me, when you have a word from God, trust him, knowing that he can use all of us to bring his kingdom to earth if we will step out and obey His word. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the many examples of faithful obedience in your word. Thank you that you can use all of us to share your marvelous love with the world if we're willing. Help us to hear your voice and obey your word this week. Give us the courage to step out in faith and do whatever you tell us to do, trusting that you will do the work. In Jesus' name, amen. These are exciting times, my friend. I can't wait to share more about my faith adventure as it unfolds this year. And I can't wait to see what he does in your life as well. Thanks for listening, and I hope you can tune in again next time on UCB Ireland. Take care now.